Do the toughest employees in your work group actually get hurt feelings? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and I'm here to tell you that even those tough guys are sensitive on the inside. It might come as a surprise, but those really tough, difficult employees actually get hurt feelings. And when their feelings get hurt, instead of whimpering, they come out swinging, substituting anger for sadness. In the toughest, grittiest work environments, where the work is tough and the workers are just as tough, you might mistakenly think that those tough guys don't have feelings, and you'd be wrong. What they've learned is to never show their weakness to others. When I've had the chance to talk one-on-one with one of those tough guys, what they've told me is that they get sick and tired of not being listened to and being told what they're doing isn't good enough. I remember an impressive department manager in one heavy equipment company. He ended up getting all the highest seniority guys who were deemed to be misfits in their original departments. For most supervisors, those guys would be too much to handle. But he used the right mix of being a no-nonsense and an easygoing guy. He could joke around, but not get pushed around. He earned the respect of the guys, and they were better behaved than they were with softer supervisors. Basically, the tough guys in your workforce still need the same things as any worker, except instead of hiding what they think, they speak it out loud, often aggressively. They have a lower tolerance for BS and they can smell a phony a mile away. Most of what the tough guys want is respect. They want to be told things straight up without any spin, and they want to be asked for their opinion. Leaders often have a tough time with the gruff way these tough guys express themselves. But if you listen carefully and you acknowledge what you hear, you'll find that those guys will be loyal to you and their company. Handling the tough guys in the group is one of the biggest challenges you'll face as a frontline leader. And we're of course here to help you with all the resources that you'll find on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. Or if you want to have a conversation with us and you're on LinkedIn, be sure to send a connection request to me, Greg Schenkel, or join our Facebook community by searching out Frontline Leader. If you love Leader Feeder, you're going to love our two-day public workshop that we offer in many different cities. To check out where those next sessions are, visit us at uniquedevelopment.com.